T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right. Our thanks to our reporting partners over at Channel 9 for letting us piggyback on their coverage from the White House. And if you missed it at the tail end, Andy Reid finished his comments, and then Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce presented the president with a Chiefs jersey. It said Biden on the back, and I don't remember the number that was on it.
46.
Was it 46? Okay. And then Travis Kelce walks up to the podium and goes, man, I've been waiting a long time to do this. And Patrick Mahomes runs over to the podium and pulls him away. It was very funny. I'm not doing it justice, but it was very funny. And behind the scenes, so that you guys know, Travis Kelce is very funny, but he is horribly unpredictable. And behind the scenes, Sam and I are like, all right, finger on the dump button, just in case. Because you don't know what he's going to say.
You don't know what he's going to say, but I also think he wasn't going to say something crazy in that special place. I assume they were in the Rose Garden of the White House. He probably wasn't going to drop an F-bomb in the Rose Garden of the White House. But you don't, like...
He also wasn't 2 hours of Super Bowl parade drinking in.
But well, we don't know that.
It was very, very
we don't know
funny.
That.
We don't know how the tour went.
It is 5:15 in the afternoon in Washington, D.C. They've had all day to prep.
Woo, tour.
Story here out of Copenhagen, Denmark. A wealthy driver has been fined $129,000 for speeding in Finland, where such penalties are calculated on the basis of the offender's income. Quoting here, I really regret the matter. The wealthy driver said, his name is Anders Wicklof. Wicklof was driving 51 miles per hour in a 31 mile per hour zone when police stopped and ticketed him on Saturday. Along with getting the fine, he had his driver's license suspended for 10 days. Man, they don't play around.
They don't mess around.
And they fine you based on your income.
No
yes.
way.
That's why he was only going 20 miles over the speed limit. But the fine is $129,000.
Now, that's an interesting topic.
If you're rich, you can speed all day long. You don't care.
Do you pay fines based on income? We pay taxes based on income.
We do? Well, yeah. Why not? But then, aren't you punishing somebody for being successful?
Yes.
I mean, if I got a ticket, or check that, if I'm going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, and my daughter is going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, aren't we committing the same crime? But you're going to charge me more?
Well, but isn't taxes also punishing you for being more successful?
Yes. To some extent. It's a fair point. It was not the first time that Wicklof was caught driving too fast. In 2018, he was fined $68,000.
My goodness. What if you're a tourist over there?
And in 2013, he was fined $102,000 for speeding. Driver's license suspended for 10 days for going 20 miles over the speed limit.
Does anyone ever drive over there? Or do they just know better and so they don't break the rules ever?
I don't know the answer to that.
Colleges will soon be able to hide a student's race on admissions applications.
I love this story.
This is through the Common App. Anyone who's ever had a kid apply it for college, you know what the Common App is. It's basically the clearinghouse where you can put all your information in and then apply through that app to a variety of places. If requested, the Common App will now conceal basic information about race and ethnicity.
Including your name?
I believe so, Scott. A move that could help schools if the Supreme Court ends affirmative action.
Which they are going to. They are going to end affirmative action.
And the Times story says this. The court is expected to rule soon against race-conscious admissions.
Which I'm all for.
And beginning August 1st, colleges, in anticipation of that, will be able to hide the information in those boxes from their own admissions teams.
So you basically get in on your own qualifications.
Yes.
Which means what?
Well, it means it will level the playing field to your GPA, how interesting your essay is, if they even keep essays because of all of the AI that now helps with that. And it also means statistically that the numbers of certain ethnic groups in college admissions.
Read that, South and East Asian students.
Are going to explode.
And I'm fine with that.
Because they have phenomenal grades and test scores.
That's right. I'm fine with that. I could not care less if Harvard and Yale and Princeton were 100% South and East Asian students. Could not care less. If you have earned it, then you get it. And I'm done with the, well, we need college to be a diverse, open, blah, 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 blah. No, you don't go to college to experience diversity. You experience that on a daily basis in real life. You go to college to learn.
During oral arguments, the Supreme Court justices spent considerable time discussing the race box and the checking of that box. Now, listen to this. Masking the race boxes could give universities a measure of plausible deniability when it comes to lawsuits. However, essays are a less likely target. As a practical matter, it's hard to redact mentions of race from the many thousands of application essays that colleges receive every year. 50,000 applications, by the way, at Harvard alone.
When I applied for KU and Nebraska, I don't ever remember writing an essay.
They didn't ask what is the hardship in your life? Because if
I don't remember it.
If you want the college to know more about you, you can find creative ways to get that into an essay. And if you don't, you can find ways to hide it.
Who's to guarantee that you're telling the truth?
The hardship essay isn't typically for your, you know, standard KU admission. It would be for like a specialty engineering program within the school of KU.
KU 100% asked my daughter the hardship question 2 years ago in an essay.
I don't recall Maya having to fill out.
But I don't think my second daughter, Sam, had to answer it.
I don't remember Maya filling one out.
My oldest daughter did. It was named one difficult time in your life that you had to overcome something, and how did you overcome? And I hate that question.
So yeah, I had to do hardship essays for all of my scholarship programs that I applied for, but just as a liberal arts student, they didn't care.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. A neighbor just sent me video of hail coming down at our house, and it just started pouring down rain here at the radio station within the last minute or so. I'm supposed to see Shinedown outside tonight at a private event in 2 hours.
There won't be much shining.
It's something.
Man, my neighbor said the temperature out in Western Shawnee dropped 20 degrees. It's 68 degrees.
You'll feel it and you'll see it. You'll see this tree start blowing. That's just what happened here. It got really dark and then boom.
At least it's pulling the humidity out of the air. It was bad earlier. Cut it with a knife.
What do you mean it's pulling? Sam, that's 100% humidity outside the window.
No, I know, but after it rains, it won't be as thick as it was before it rained. Okay.
It'll be thicker.
Okay, Busby.
Listen here, Nick Bender.
Dan Weinbaum just sent us this, and the dateline is June 5th.
That's today.
That the mother of the six-year-old who shot teacher in Newport News, Virginia in January will now face federal gun and drug charges.
Oh, there it is.
That is according to local news outlet. I'm going to have you pull this up, Scott, via WTKR.
WTKR. Got it. Yep, there it is.
Gun and
these are federal charges.
Federal drug charges.
Right, story here, Dateline Newport News, Virginia. The mother of the six-year-old accused of shooting his teacher on January 6th of this year is now facing federal gun and drug charges. She is the mother of the child who gained international attention when police say he opened fire on his teacher at Rich Neck Elementary School. Federal documents outline how Deja Taylor is accused of knowing, she was an unlawful user of marijuana when she possessed and purchased a gun from a gun shop in Grafton, Virginia. Previously, the 25-year-old mom was charged in Newport News Circuit Court with felony child neglect and a misdemeanor for leaving a firearm that could endanger a child. She has court hearings for those charges in mid-August. The purchase of the gun took place on or about July 19th of last year. She is accused of filing false information on the gun paperwork.
We are going to talk about this when we come back. This is a federal charge because of the way she filled out the paperwork, and this would impact people here, and let me tell you why. Marijuana is legal in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Federally, it is not. We all know that. So wherever you're listening, if marijuana is legal where you are, federally, it is still not. And when you buy a gun, the story goes on to say, you will be asked if you use controlled substances, including marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
She checked no. The feds are now alleging that she did smoke pot, which has opened the door to these federal charges. This story, Scott, has shifted now. This is not about the six-year-old who shot the teacher. This is about that paperwork when you go to get marijuana. Even if it is legal here, it is not federally legal. If you go to purchase a gun, you'd better not lie on that paperwork.
Or if you do, you better not have a six-year-old who's going to take your gun and shoot his teacher. Because they're going to get her one way or the other. Because she sucks at being a mom.
Absolutely.
She sucks at being a mom.
But you understand, if you go to purchase a gun, will they bar you from doing that if you say, yeah, I smoke pot, it's legal in Missouri?
Yeah, well, technically, yes.
They could bar you.
From buying a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I believe so.
This is the first time this has come up because the federal laws are at odds now. With the marijuana laws.
Well, that was one of the big issues when medical marijuana was being passed in a bunch of states, because a lot of people that utilize the drug are veterans with PTSD. And yep. What do veterans do? A lot of them own guns. So when it came time to get a medical marijuana card, veterans were like, no. I'm not going to give up my guns for...
This is an interesting topic.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. The mom of the six-year-old in Newport News, Virginia, we've talked about this story many, many times, who shot his teacher. You remember the story. She was shot in the hand and I believe also in the torso. The mom has now been federally charged with a number of counts. Let me go back and see what they are again. She is charged with federal gun and drug charges because when she bought the gun in July of last year, she indicated on the form that she did not use illegal substances. Marijuana is not illegal in Virginia. It's legal, but it is still federally illegal. There is a federal ban on marijuana, but the federal government, with a lot of these states, Missouri, you're included, has kind of just turned the other cheek. All right, I don't see anything, whatever. But when your six-year-old kid shoots a teacher, here comes the federal government, and all of a sudden these laws actually mean something. 586-7798.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
LSD. In Newport News, Virginia, the mother of the six-year-old who shot his teacher earlier this year has now been charged with federal counts related to apparently marijuana and buying a gun.
There is a much, much wider story here for everyone listening in Kansas City. Beyond the obvious horror of a six-year-old shooting a teacher, which most of us cannot even fathom or identify with, right? The wider implication here for everyone listening is that if you own a gun and you are one of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people going to these new dispensaries right now, are you in violation of the law? Because that's how they nabbed her here. They were going to get her either way because of the obvious horror of the six-year-old shooting the teacher. They are not saying that you're a bad mom, your kid shot a teacher. They are saying that marijuana is legal in Virginia where she lives, where she was buying it, but illegal federally. Well, that's true for all of us. Mm-hmm. Marijuana is illegal federally. Fine. They are saying when she went to purchase a gun, it asks you, I guess, do you smoke pot? And she wrote, she checked no.
Right.
They are saying that is a federal gun charge. And I ask you again, is everyone listening who owns a gun and smokes pot that is now readily available on one side of state line, are they all in violation of federal law?
The irony of it all is they don't ask you, do you drink alcohol?
Of course.
Because it's legal. But if you smoke a joint, you cannot own a gun.
This is one of the problems with the federal laws not being in line with all of the states passing usage laws.
It reminds me of when Wyandotte County started legalizing Sunday liquor sales about 23 years ago, and it was illegal on the state level. For those of you who don't remember, there was a time on Sundays when liquor stores were forbidden to be open in the state of Kansas. And out of nowhere one day,
Wyandotte County said,
screw that. This is ridiculous. We're losing tons of money. People going over to Missouri and buying booze on Sundays. And Wyandotte County started legalizing Sunday liquor sales.
I want to hear from our gun owners. If you have a medical marijuana card, how does that work? And is it just like it's, you know, don't ask, don't tell until someone gets shot. And now you've got a federal gun charge.
Let's go to Eric and Raymore. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, my people? What's going on, Scott and Dana? How y'all doing?
Hi, good. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you know I got calling on this one, man. This is a big one. And we're going to start off the 4473. Anything that you say on there is got to be solid, got to be 100%. And it's a form that's required by the buyer for several questions relating to competency, criminal history, drug use, immigration status, and a history of domestic violence. And if you lie on this form, you can get up to 10 years in federal prison.
And
with your, go ahead.
The form is called the 4473?
Yes, ma'am. That's what it's called, 4473. And it's a federal document where you're being completely truthful to the federal government of your status. If you've been competent, your criminal history, your immigration background, domestic violence, and drug use, especially marijuana. You cannot purchase a firearm with a marijuana card.
What if I start? Eric, what if I start smoking weed after I buy the gun?
That's a good question too.
Well,
right. So I wasn't lying on the form at the time. On Monday, I wasn't smoking marijuana. I wasn't lying.
All of a sudden, I got a hankering to smoke weed.
On Tuesday, I start smoking.
I'm gonna say this to you, and the federal government, the prosecutor, the federal government. Honestly, he's like God in the federal courts, man. And if he thinks that you're trying to shaft him or try to get over on the system, he will bury you. Seriously. The federal prosecutor is no, especially for the ATF, he's not the one to be played with.
Yeah.
And the judge go along with whatever he recommends. Mm-hmm. His recommendation is he rides with him 98% of the time. So I recommend anyone, if you want to indulge in marijuana and get your marijuana card or whatever, you might not need to go purchase a firearm get your CCW license. You can't even get it if you have a marijuana card. You can't even get a CCW license at all. It's serious.
Eric, thank you for the call. I feel like this is one of those things that if the authorities want to take you down on something, they will use this law to do it.
Sure.
It's sort of like the morals clause in your contract. You know, no one ever really pays attention to it, and they're looking for a reason to fire you.
Until they start making a paper trail.
And now all of a sudden, let's look back at some of your social media posts kind of thing.
Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So to piggyback off of what he was saying just a little bit, the issue is not that you are smoking marijuana and own a firearm. It's that you lied on that federal document. So let's say that, you know, my grandpa passes away, and I inherit one of his firearms. Well, I got that firearm without having to fill out a form or anything. So there's nothing that I would have lied on, you know, that they could get me on. So they may try to, you know, get me on just smoking marijuana outright, but not on a, you know, federal document that I lied on, and now I'm going to serve 10 years in prison for that. So it's still a gray area. I would highly recommend that you not. Like, if you're going to be a firearms owner, just don't do it. But the thing that really bothers me the most is that back in June of 2021, Governor Parsons signed a law that would have protected Missouri gun owners from situations like this, basically stating that if the federal government passes any kind of gun law that violates our Second Amendment rights on the state level, that the state can supersede that and say no.
That's illegal.
We get to determine who's legal and who's not.
The supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution would override that.
Right, and that law was repealed this past February.
Yeah.
So for a little while, you know, we were protected, but that, you know, he said in February that was overturned and found that that can't happen. So, yeah, I think that, you know, if you are a firearm owner, you know, you just abstain from marijuana. It's just not worth it until we fix these laws and you know, correct this problem.
The irony that the federal government hates lying. John in Kansas City. John, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Actually, they both kind of said some things, and I've worked on the gun counter side. I've sold firearms and I've purchased firearms. And going with that marijuana card, when you go and get one, it even states when you sign that form, you are giving up your right to purchase firearms federally. So doesn't matter if the state says legally you're okay. If you lie on that 4473 and it'll automatically deny you, if you say yes, it'll automatically deny you. If you lie and say no,
right,
federally, it should automatically catch you and say you've been denied. And if it doesn't, the ATF will call the store and say, hey, we need this form. We need to know the address. And they'll come after you. And that's the first thing that they'll do. Plus, they'll talk to the person at the counter. They'll ask, did the person smell of marijuana? Did they act weird? Yeah. If any of those situations pop up and you say, nope, you're pretty much cleared because you're also, if you sell a firearm illegally, it's also 10 years and $250,000 for the gun seller at the counter on top of the 10 years and $250,000.
So it's a catch-22. It's a catch-22 because if you say you have smoked pot, you're disqualified and can't purchase. If you say you haven't, you're lying and that's a federal charge.
Correct.
But isn't it retroactive? I mean, you would have to commit a crime with said firearm, and then they would have to find out or be able to prove that you use or have used or were using marijuana at the time.
If you commit the crime, they're going to come comb through the 4473 in your history and
right.
find out if you've ever smoked pot. But if you do nothing wrong and your name pops up because it's close to somebody else that they're investigating or your social security number pings for some odd reason, mm-hmm. that's a reason for them to comb through your background as well. So even if you are legally purchasing and you're doing everything legally, you could still get denied. And then if you're smoking pot, you're just feeding fuel to the fire for the ATF to come after you federally.
That is very interesting, John. And I do wonder if the lawmakers thought about this when they started passing the legalization laws around the states.
Last word goes to JR in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hi. A long time. All right, here we go. Yes, everybody else that has been on here has been correct. However, comma, these federal systems do not talk to one another when you go to apply for your license or to get a gun. They don't talk to one another. They give you, you fill out this application, you come back in 14 days, you get your gun. ATF does not talk to NCIC, which is the National Criminal Database. NCIC does not talk to the ATF. And the ATF does not talk to the Attorney General's office, who is a federal attorney. So you're not just going up against the ATF, you're also going up the Attorney General as well. And it's very difficult. Me being a veteran, I'm not giving up my guns, so I cannot have a PTSD moment. That's why I live by myself, and I have dogs. Hmm. They are the ones that help me get through my PTSD. I'm not giving up my guns. That is my legal right. Marijuana never was. It wasn't written into the Constitution. It probably, obviously, never will be. So my guns, my rights, my First Amendment, my rights to religion, Second. And my guns are very important.
Okay. All right. We got you in.
But if you want an edible, you've lied on that form.
Telephone number is 586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want. Just go to kmbz.com. The U.S. Postal Service has released its dog bite national rankings.
Yep.
Care to guess what city is numero uno?
I was surprised, but I've already looked at the list, so I'm not going to ruin it. But I will tell you this, Missouri, you did not do well. You did not do well.
No. Number one is Houston. That is where more postal workers are bitten by dogs than any other city in the country. Los Angeles is number two. Dallas, number three. Man, Texas, coming in strong. Cleveland, number four. San Diego, five. Chicago, six. St. Louis, seven. Kansas City, eighth.
It's not good.
Eighth. Missouri does make the list, the top 10 for dog bite states, too, in ninth place. Kansas, nowhere to be found on the list.
You know, I didn't say anything, but kind of almost wanted to step in last night. We were standing in line at an old-fashioned ice cream stand somewhere in Camdenton before we headed home. And there was a couple with a huge chocolate lab on one of those big golf cart ATV things. And a little girl came over and wanted to pet the dog. But the dog looked to me, Scott, to be a little skittish. Adult lab, but looked a little skittish.
Okay.
And the dog was up in the cart, which meant when the little girl came over to repeatedly try to pet the dog, and she's probably 5 years old, she was right at eye level with the dog.
Oof.
And we're standing there in line, and I'm looking over, and her, I don't know where her mom and dad were ordering or something. And I just got this very uneasy feeling. Like, she was being very nice and petting the dog, but you could tell the dog was like, kind of not feeling it.
Her face is
eye level. Is right there at eye level. And, you know, there's that moment where you're like, okay, this is none of my business. Do you step in and say, let's leave the doggy alone. Why don't you come over here and be weird and be like, I'll buy you an ice cream.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. And then finally, thank God, the little girl walked away and left the dog alone. But you know how you can just tell with the dog, like some dogs are feeling it and some dogs aren't. This dog wasn't feeling it.
Wasn't in the mood.
Nope.
Can I have an early grievance on this Monday?
Yeah, lay it on me.
I've seen three of these in the last 24 hours and they drive me insane. Can we stop with the Salt Life bumper stickers on cars? You live in Kansas and or Missouri.
Yeah.
You don't live the Salt Life. You
right.
might vacation in the Salt Life.
You're just jealous because they're cooler than you.
No, I'm not. You don't, if you want to live the Salt Life, move.
Right. I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
What?
Well, the Salt Life founder shot and killed someone this past year.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't care.
Every single time.
Well, I care.
He's in prison right now for 12 years for killing an 18-year-old. So every time I see the Salt Life sticker, I think not only do you live in the middle, but did you not read the news about the founder going to prison?
You don't live the Salt Life. You live the freshwater life at the lake. Lose it with the Salt Life bumper stickers.
Great point from the text line. Don't be salty about people who want to live the Salt Life.
look up his mugshot, and then I wonder if you might want to get a straight edge razor and take that off your car.
My Run Do Not Walk, by the way, earlier was Operation Finale. It is on Netflix, and it involves the capture of Adolf Eichmann in 1960. Operation Finale. It is fantastic. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming up in 1 minute.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.